is more or less pure depending upon the degree of selfless love of God with which it is performed. So when you talk about purity of intention, you're talking about making an intention more and more perfect, getting out of it all the dross that might be there. And yes, this definitely enters into moral acts, especially into good moral acts. So we move from there. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade Pyramid Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie, and this is episode number 347 of Reconquest, The Importance of Intention. So we move from Father Hardin's Catholic Dictionary to intention, the entry under intention in the Catholic Encyclopedia, which is fairly short. I would not read you a long Catholic Encyclopedia article. And it's packed, I think, with very good and useful information. And as repetitio est mater studiorum, repetition is the mother of learning, you're going to hear some things repeated here. And I'll emphasize this so that it maybe might help it lock in your memory better. So, intention, from the Latin intendere, to stretch toward or to aim at, is an act of the will by which that faculty efficaciously desires to reach an end by employing the means. So notice that the author of the Catholic Encyclopedia article, who is none other than Jay Delaney, everybody's favorite, the author is deliberately saying in the very first sentence of this article that intention includes the means to the end. Again, you don't really want something, not efficaciously anyway, not really anyway, unless you will the means to the end, right? So if you're going to, okay, this is going to be a cliche for some of us. If you go to the doctor and you say, "Doctor, I really need to lose weight." And he says, "Okay, here's what you do. Here are the means to the end. You have to stop eating this, stop eating that, you know, cut down this, cut down that, whatever." It gives you some program, and you can't have your favorite, you know, Twinkies or whatever. He's not just going to give you some pill that'll miraculously make you lose weight. You have to then will the means to the end. If you really want to lose the weight, you have to really will the means to the end, not just the end. If you've been saying for 5 years, "Oh, you know, I really should lose weight. I really want to lose weight. You know, I got to lose weight," and you're getting fatter and fatter, then that's not intention. That's velleity. So again, sorry for the close shave if you're in this category, but this is definitely an example that's kind of a first world example, but there could be all sorts of other examples. All right, I really need to get out of this bad relationship. I really need to stop this habitual sin. I really need to clean up my language and not speak like that. I really need to, you know, stop listening to garbage music and start listening to some real music. I need to be more dedicated to my family and less dedicated to pastimes that I enjoy perhaps too much. It's not that I enjoy them too much, it's that I avail myself of them too much. If you've been saying this for a while and you haven't gotten around to doing it, it's because you don't have the intention to do it. Because otherwise, if you had the intention, you would will the means to the end and not just the end, huh? All right, moving right along. You know, they say that it's the definition of foolishness. Is it foolishness? Insanity. The definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results. Well, that's kind of a pop culture way of referring to a lack of intention. At least it's similar to it. All right. It is apparent from this notion that there is a sharply defined difference between intention and volition, or even velleity. In the first instance, there is a concentration of the will to the point of resolve, which is wholly lacking in the others. With the purpose of determining the value of an action, it is customary to distinguish various sorts of intentions which could have prompted it. First, there is the actual intention, operating namely with the advertence of the intellect. Secondly, there is the virtual intention. Now, this should be familiar to you, right? So actual intention operating namely with the advertence of the intellect. In other words, the advertence of the intellect is present in the doing of the act. Secondly, there is the virtual intention. Its force is borrowed entirely from a prior volition, which is accounted as continuing in some result produced by it. In other words, the virtual intention is not a present act of the will, but rather a power, virtus, from which we get the word virtual, right? So virtus means power. Vir means man, by the way, in Latin. I think I've said that before. But rather a power come about as an effect of a former act and now at work for the attainment of the end. The thing, therefore, that is wanting in a virtual as contrasted with an actual intention is not, of course, the element of will, but rather the attention of the intellect, and that particularly of the reflex kind. In other words, reflex kind. We intelligent beings, unlike the beasts, we can reflect on our own act. Huh? So, for instance, logic is called a reflexive science because it reflects on the very act of thinking. We're thinking about thinking. That concept is reflexive, reflecting on itself. So when we intend to do something, actually, we have an advertence of the intellect, which includes reflecting on the thing, right? And then from there, we will. Remember, the will is the appetite of the intellect. So, for example, a person having made up his mind to undertake a journey may, during its progress, be entirely preoccupied with other thoughts. He will nevertheless be said to have all the while the virtual intention of reaching his destination. Thirdly, an habitual intention. So this is, the weakest, the one that's most remote from actual. Thirdly, an habitual intention is one that once actually existed, but of the present continuance of which there is no positive trace. The most that can be said of it is that it has not been retracted.